Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody likes to be a comedian. Thank you, John Deeney. Welcome back, folks. Celebrating the 23rd decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Wayne Cruz is our guest. We're celebrating his 20th anniversary with us. This today is a member, as a founding member of our Brain Trust, Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Wayne, tell us about it.
CEI, founded going on 35 years now, worked on regulatory policy. There are a lot of groups working on tax and budget, social issues and all that. We tend to focus just on the regulatory stake, like we've been talking about. So we have folks working on banking and financial policy, insurance issues, energy and environment. My bucket is sort of the tech policy issues, but I also, as you know, take a big interest in the broad sweep of the regulatory state. So
right.
That's our emphasis.
Which, speaking of that broad, by the way, folks, CEI.org, I encourage you to check it out. They do good work there and have been for a long time. So speaking of the broad regulatory state, during the Obama administration, folks, they tried to, in a nod to the unions, they tried to help the unions organize or have access to organizing. One of the great gifts that the United States ever gave to the world, that's the franchise industry. So you got a franchisor who is a company that licenses their business model to individual business owners in across the country, across the world. You know how that works. The franchisee is a separate company, separate entity. They can succeed or fail on their own, and all they're doing is licensing information from IP, from the mothership. Well, the Obama administration, through the NLRB, tried to pull something together called the Joint Employer Rulemaking to make the employees of the franchisee out on Main Street the de facto employees of the mothership. And by doing that, then the unions would have the tether to get to those Main Street employees. Wayne, that was, in my opinion, one of the most egregious overreaches in the world. It hurt an industry that did not need to be hurt at a time the economy didn't need it. And I thought that had gone away, but it's rearing its head again.
Jim, this is one of the examples of, and we have a colleague on staff, Trey Kovacs, who does a lot of work on this issue. And you ought to get him on the show to talk about this issue, too, just exclusively for half an hour. But this was one that I agree with you 100% that the franchise is one of the gifts to the world, because it's one of the key ways of organizing and spreading wealth and expanding job creation. But what happened is the Obama administration issued that. You called it a rule, but actually it was just an administrative interpretation. It's incredible.
You're right. I was incorrect. Wasn't that one of the blog posts that they put out?
Yeah, it's just a letter from the administrator. In this, it wasn't a blog post, I can say, but they did. But the interpretation of the National Labor Relations Law that said that they could make this interpretation of the rule so that they could be categorized as joint employees. And the good thing that happened with the Trump administration, and in a way, this is incredible. The new Labor Secretary revoked that, and we can't say law, we can't say
right.
Notice and comment regulation, because it was another piece of guidance or regulatory document, revoked it in like three lines of a press release. So this is the way we govern now.
Mm-hmm.
You have unelected just deciding what the policy is, putting it in place, and then when someone like the Trump administration comes along to get rid of it, it's great that they got rid of it, but they can get rid of it in three lines. So that tells you if a new president with the opposite point of view, with a point of view like Obama had, comes back in, this thing can just be re-implemented.
But now, with the politics play, the Democrats on the NLRB are telling the Republicans that a certain member of the Republican side of the NLRB has to recuse himself because of some potential conflict. But there's a Democrat on the other side who in the beginning had a potential conflict and did not recuse himself. So it's all about politics. It's all about power.
Yeah,
but the bottom line is there's no reason for these groups, the franchisee and the franchisor employees, to be connected. It's illogical. It's against natural law almost. And it's wrong.
Absolutely.
And it's anti-business, I'll tell you that.
Well, you really have to engage and get people to know about this and protest it. I'm sure
that's
Trey has taken a look at it. I'm going to follow up with him today.
Tell him to get in touch with us.
I'll be writing about this again in the new edition of Regulatory Dark Matter.
I hope you will. It's a good example. Hey, Wayne, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here, Wayne. Thanks for 20 great years, Wayne. Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, with the CEI.org. We'll be back another.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.